How often have you signed up with, I don't know, a new bank, or you've put in a credit application for, some clothing store or a furniture store, and you buy whatever it is that you buy, they take your details, and the next thing you start getting SMSs from every Schmendrick and his Jack Russell, right? They all want to sell you whatever it is that you've got, and they market through SMSs. How can that be okay for somebody to share your private data? You know, whether or not you tick the little box should have no bearing on it, in my opinion. But my opinion doesn't really count. Your opinion counts, and the opinion of Amor Burgersmit, who is the Director of Competition Law and the Head of Data Privacy at Worksmans Attorneys. And she joins us on the line right now. Good afternoon, Amor. How are you?
Afternoon, well, and you?
All right, thank you. Does it irritate you as much as it irritates me?
Well, I think there's not a single consumer out there that don't get frustrated when receiving life assurance, death benefits, funeral cover, amongst others, on a daily basis. I think we're all irritated by it.
Yeah, especially when you haven't agreed to it. You know, and I suppose it's part of a bigger problem, even with social media, but we're not talking about social media today. So is it legal for companies to do this, that I'm going in to buy a lounge suite and they're taking my details and they're selling it to whatever company who's then selling it on to 450 other companies?
Well, I think the answer to that in the short is up until the 1st of April 2020 this year, and this is not an April Fool's joke, it's not illegal. But as of the 1st of April, when the Protection of Personal Information legislation, we all are informed, will be fully promulgated by the President, then this picture changed significantly. And then we have to consider, and companies will have to consider, when it is lawful to process personal information. And that becomes a far more involved question as to what does that lawful processing actually entail.
Okay, so do we know?
Yeah, we do know from the legislation, and I think there's a bit that's a bit uncertain going forward as well. If we think back to the South African Law Reform Commission, when they drafted the Protection of Personal Information legislation, they said this piece of legislation, in terms of it, consent is required and it's included as one of the lawful ways in which personal information may be processed. But it is important for all of us as consumers to realize that consent is only one aspect of lawful processing. And the legislation is not consent driven. And I think to a large extent, you know, people were brought under the impression that consent is everything turns around consent, and consent is the most important thing. There are, in actual fact, various other means as alternatives available to responsible parties, those businesses that we deal with and that we disclose our information to ensure lawful processing. And if we look at that, you know, something like legitimate interest becomes a very important consideration for businesses. When is it in the legitimate interest of the business as the responsible party, if we consider the legislation, to process information? And when is it in the legitimate interest of the data subject, you and I as consumers, to process the personal information? And I think, in a nutshell, those two aspects work very well together with consent to consider something like all these unwanted SMSs we receive. And that will change going forward, especially because it's part and parcel of direct marketing as well. And if we look at the legislation says you can ask me as a consumer once whether I want to receive your spam. If I say no, you won't send it to me and you're not allowed to ask me again. So these are little things that are going to change significantly going forward, and that the information regulator will be dealing with going forward.
Amazing. Wow. So is it true that if you receive one of these marketing SMSs, that it has to have an opt-out at the bottom, that you have to be able to opt out with yes or no?
Well, in terms of the consumer protection legislation, it clearly says you must afford a consumer the ability to opt out of direct marketing. So now we will be combining various pieces of legislation. I think for many years, the concern was from consumers. So you send me an unwanted SMS, then you tell me I can opt out, and then you want me to pay for my message that I'm sending you to opt out.
Oh, wow.
In relation to the protection of personal information legislation, the legislation is clear that as a consumer, a data subject in terms of POPIA, you can at any time object to the processing of your information. And obviously it goes hand in hand with the fact that a mechanism must be provided. You need to know where to actually say, listen, I do not want to receive messages anymore. And it has to be clear. And those responsibilities become the responsibilities of companies.
Is there a place that I can, this is the last question because I'm watching the time and we're already late for news headlines. But is there a place that we can report companies that do not give us an option to opt out and who are putting us onto databases?
I don't know what databases you are databases in terms of databases with information of numbers.
Yeah.
They collate and they can.
Yes.
Then contact the individual.
Yes.
Now, yet again, once the information regulator is established, well, she has been established, but the full act promulgated, that is our first port of call to approach the information regulator's office, lodge a complaint, and secondly, companies must be in a position going forward as of the 1st of April to tell you where did they get your number? Why are they contacting you? And this space is going to change significantly as we move forward, because the days of receiving a message for either another loan or another funeral cover policy will change, because we'll be able to turn around and say, but who gave you the right to contact me? Where did you get my information? On what basis are you contacting me?
Yes, exactly. Amor, thank you so much. That is where we leave it today, but I have no doubt that we will speak to you before the 1st of April.
You're welcome.
Thank
have
you
a
so
good
much.
Afternoon.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.